The program is in touch. I'm Jenny McGee for our Hall Communications Stations. We have David and Janine Banks on the line, and they're going to talk to us about the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington. Welcome, David, and welcome, Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Jenny.
Did fish get you guys together, or was it something you had in common?
It was not something we had in common. It's really all Janine's fault. She had fish as a kid. I did not. When we moved to Burlington, she said, I'm going to bring my fish tank from home when I was a kid. And I'm like, okay, I don't know anything about it. So it began.
Janine, a lot of us got one goldfish at state fairs and things, but to really become a hobbyist, I didn't know the Tropical Fish Club not only has their Burlington organization, but they're all across the country and the world?
They are. There's well over 30 clubs in New England alone. It's quite the addictive pastime, let me tell you. It's something that has come to completely envelop our life. Everything we do is related to the fish hobby.
When I connected with you, you were looking for other people maybe in the organization to maybe do the interview, but it ended up in your laps.
It does. It's hard to get volunteers these days. I think our club realizes that we know the most about the club and probably just want to leave things like this to us.
We actually founded the club 35 years ago and have been very involved in it all along. Everybody kind of looks to us to do things like this, I think.
How many tropical fish clubs are there? Are there ones in every state or around the country, depending on the hobbyists out there?
It's kind of a changing environment with so much going on online these days. There are actual clubs that meet in person, like our club here in Vermont. There's actually one down in Pittsford, Vermont also, the Otter Valley Aquarium Society. And there's lots of Facebook groups, and there are hybrid groups that are both Facebook and meet in person. So there are quite a few. Like Janine mentioned, there are over 30 clubs that belong to the Northeast Council of Aquarium Societies, which is all in the Northeast. So yeah, there are clubs everywhere.
Janine's the one who was the fish person when you guys got married, and here you are, both of you, do you carry titles with the Burlington Tropical Fish Club?
Dave, do you have a title?
I'm currently a board member, but I've been president for many years and finally have someone who's taken that over from me, so that's good. And Janine, you're the club treasurer.
Right, I'm the treasurer. As far as the president goes, we have a younger member who's been coming to the club since he was about 10 years old. He was homeschooled, and part of his science program was to come to our club meeting every month, and he's taken over as president of the club, which is just great.
Having some young energy is a good thing, and of course, the hobby of tropical fish must be something that knows no age or demographics, that a lot of people can be enthralled with the hobby.
Yeah, the club is really made up of a huge, diverse group of people, from people that have had fish all their lives to people that are just starting off with their first tank, people that have a fish room like we do, and our club president and a few others, and others who just have a single tank or just a couple of tanks. It goes the whole gamut of people's work experiences, too. We've got some people that have worked at pet stores in the past, and the knowledge level is very varied, too. One of the goals of the club is to help educate people about tropical fish.
There's so much to learn. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of species of tropical fish. They're all different.
When you talk about tropical fish, you guys started. Now, David didn't know much about fish at all when you got married, but obviously you've been doing this for decades. How big is your fish collection of tropical fish?
We currently have about 16 tanks, ranging in size from 10 gallons up to 70 gallons. I have no idea how many fish individually. My main interest in the hobby is breeding fish. That's kind of where a lot of my tanks are set up for that. Not so much for display. A lot of people are really interested in the aesthetics and the looks of their tanks, whereas I'm not so much. Like I said, I'm more interested in the breeding and the functionality of the tank.
Dave wants the fish to have babies to watch them raise the babies. It's interesting. Sometimes you have to take the fry away from the parents because they're likely to eat them. Sometimes they are good parents and raise them and are very defensive of them. All depends upon the species and what they do.
We are speaking, by the way, to David and Janine Banks. They are with the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington, and they'd sent out a public service announcement about your January meeting, and I thought, we got to talk about this. And obviously, you have some good membership since you started this, what did you say, about 35 years ago here in Burlington?
Yes, last year the club celebrated our 35th anniversary.
That's very cool. And how big a membership do you have?
The actual number of members, I'm not so sure, but the monthly meetings have been about 25 or so people attending. And one of the neat things about that is in the past year, we've had a lot of kids attending. We've had as many as 7 kids ranging in age from 6 or 7 up to 16 or so. And they're very interested, many of them.
And the kids are the future of the hobby.
Absolutely.
Well, they are the future, period, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Tropical Fish Club, do they have an international or overseeing organization, or is it just up to the different neighbors and different states and folks who want to put one together, a club?
Anybody can put a club together, but it's a matter of maintaining that. That's the hardest part. Again, people are happy to come to a meeting and have everything presented to them. It's a matter of finding the workers. I have kind of evolved out of fish keeping, if you will, but yet I am the one that's considered the organizer and I'm the treasurer. There's lots of different aspects to hobbies in general and clubs, and one I like best about it is, of course, I love the fish, but the people that keep the fish. That's what keeps me coming back, and that's what keeps me working, is working for the people. And it's a great social hobby.
I've done tons of programs on bear and deer and dogs and cats, but I haven't done anything fishy before, except for maybe talking about the free ice fishing day. But that's a whole different kind of hobby. This is collecting fish of all kinds of colors and sizes and backgrounds. And do you have meets to sort of change out babies and trade fish offspring?
Yeah, we do. First of all, we have monthly meetings, as you get the PSA for. They're at the VFW in Essex Junction. They're open to everybody. We do tend or try to have a educational speaker and program. And one of the things that COVID did for us is everybody did everything online, so that's kind of opened things up. It's hard bringing in speakers from outside the area in the winter to Vermont. Mm. So our January meeting, we had our speaker, he's from New Jersey, we had him online, and then all of our members were there in person.
I think a lot of nonprofits have benefited from the technology days of COVID so that
right.
You can actually have people in person and some online and on Zoom, and that's very cool.
It's not the same being online as it having the speaker there in person and having them there at the meeting and being able to talk with them, but it's a good alternative.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that we have stayed as, or Dave has stayed as, speaker chair for the club is that we get to invite our friends that are speakers from around the country and really around the world, and we get to basically have the club pay for them to fly here and spend 3 or 4 days with us, speak at the club, and then go home, and it's nice.
And of course, you obviously do some fundraising and have membership fees. Folks who may have thought about getting more involved, or maybe you are involved in Tropical Fish and didn't even know that the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington was here. There are other clubs around. You said another one in Vermont. Do you ever do interclubs or get together with a national or worldwide organization?
Yes, definitely. In addition to our monthly meetings, we also have held several weekend events. We actually have one coming up March 22nd. We're calling it the Burlington Expo. It's open, free to the public, and we've got hobbyists there that are selling either fish that they've raised or plants or shrimp. We've got saltwater vendors there with corals, and we've also invited the reptile also to the expos. Last year we had over 450 people come through, and we had to change the date last year because of the snowstorm in March. We're expecting even more this year. We kind of got off track a little bit with COVID, but the past couple of years have been expanding greatly, so we have high expectations for that. And we get people coming from all over, from different clubs. Internationally, last year, as part of our 35th anniversary, the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington hosted the All Aquarium Catfish Convention, which is an international convention here in Burlington this past November. That drew people from, I think, Janine, you said 22 different states and 4 different countries.
Our friends north of the border included?
Absolutely. One of our speakers from Montreal. Unfortunately, he had to be in Japan, so again, technology helped us out there, and he wasn't able to attend in person, but he did it online from Japan. That was kind of interesting. We had two speakers from Germany, one from Norway, and two from the U.S. And there are other national and international conventions and organizations that hold events, too.
Yeah, there's an international aquatic plant organization, which is very interesting and goes gung-ho. The American Cichlid Association, American Live Bear Association. There's lots of larger groups that are not necessarily overseeing anything, but they are just large groups that people of certain interests might want to join.
I would think that if folks are hearing this program and they are very much into fish and tropical fish, maybe even have some at home or would like to grow their own fish club at home, that they should get involved. What do you want to pitch to our listeners about the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington and what you do?
Well, I would say that we meet the second Thursday of every month at the VFW Hall on Pearl Street in Essex Junction at 6:30. Anybody is welcome to come and see what we're all about, see what the program is. We also have a Facebook group, the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington, and
the website,
tfcb.org. We are welcoming to anybody, and getting back to your previous question, anybody from any club or anybody who's not belonging to a club is welcome to come to our meetings. Our club in particular here in Burlington has been fortunate that we get very, very good speakers from around the country. That's what our members say just fascinates them, is the great speakers that we have. Anybody's welcome to drop in and say hello.
The meetings are definitely educational focused, but also, like Janine mentioned, very social. We start off every meeting with door prizes and then do a kind of open discussion where people can ask questions about their tanks, talk about interesting experiences they've had. Tropical fish keeping is kind of an individual hobby, but it's nice to be able to talk to other people, find out what they're doing, what they're interested in. One of the things about the speakers that we bring in is very varied, and I find, at least, every time I see a program, it sparks interest in me in that subject. I've got enough projects going on in my tropical fish world, but you know, it's always interesting to hear others and spark interest in somebody to start keeping something different.
At the end of our meetings, we also have an auction generally. If people who have bred fish or bred plants, if you will, have excess plants, they bring them into the meeting and we sell them at the end of the meeting. So it's an opportunity to get different kinds of fish, different kinds of plants at reasonable prices and learn about what you just bought from the person that raised it.
The different breeds probably eat things differently, might have some different characteristics than some other fish. You guys probably
Absolutely.
Know a lot about that.
Yeah, and you can't really generalize with fish. Even fish within certain groups, they're so different. Again, like you said, in what they eat, who they get along with, what they need for their environment, et cetera.
Is there anything else you might want to add before we give folks contact and tell them again about your monthly meetings?
It's a really great social opportunity, not only for individuals, but for families, and an opportunity to have a social event right in your own home with your family. Get the kids interested in something besides the phones. It's something that's alive. Some people can't have cats or dogs. Have a fish tank. They're alive. They grow. The plants grow. And it's not a lot of work. You don't have to take all the water out of the tank every 2 weeks and scrub all the rocks like you think. It's a very minimal amount of work you have to do to maintain a beautiful tank. It's an opportunity.
People can really learn a lot from you all. If you want to find out more about the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington, you guys do have a website.
Yes. tfcb.org. There's information about our upcoming meetings on there, about the catfish convention that we just hosted, and also about our expo coming up March 22nd.
March 22nd is something to keep an eye on for folks who might want to get involved with the Tropical Fish Club. I love your, instead of alcoholics, it was aquaholics, right?
Yes.
Too funny.
That's right.
Well, you can't get into too much trouble. Anything else you might want to say? Again, it's tfcb.org for their website, the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington.
And again, Facebook, also search on Tropical Fish Club of Burlington. There's also a link on our website. We also use Discord to do group chats and things like that.
And this TFCB Burlington Expo in March is going to be held at the Delta Hotel on Williston Road in South Burlington.
And that would be freshwater, saltwater, and reptiles, too.
Aquatic plants and some house plants, terrariums and beautiful corals and the reptiles. People start with one tank like we did, and we were up to, about 40 or 45 tanks at one point.
Whoa! Well, yeah, and also as we get older, you might want to sort of, quote-unquote, scale back is what they say, right?
Right.
It was a bad pun. Forgive me. It's been great talking to both of you.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
Janine and David Banks with us from the Tropical Fish Club of Burlington. I thank you very much for taking time to chat.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I'm Jenny McGee, and you're In Touch.